In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
Yeah, trading happens at RagingBull.com, and I'm very pleased to be joined right now by Davis Martin. He is the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. So he trades SPY calls and puts, and he swing trades individual stocks and options. And we're going to be talking about a stock that he is looking at as a potential swing trade. But if you want to learn more about what Davis is doing, check out DailyProfitMachine.com. Just like it sounds, DailyProfitMachine.com. And of course, you can get more information at RagingBull.com and on Twitter at RagingBull. Davis Martin, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. It's a pleasure. Happy to be here.
So what stock are you looking at as a possible swing trade right now?
I am looking at Alphabet, formerly known as Google.
Wow. It immediately raises one question that comes up on the show all the time, which is, when you start talking about swing trading Alphabet, are you trading the GOOG shares or are you trading the GOOGL shares?
The Class A's, the GOOGLs.
Okay. So a swing trade on Alphabet, on Google, the most beaten up of the FANG stocks. What is it that you're looking for, and what is it that you're trying to accomplish here?
Well, it came down pretty heavy recently due to an EU fine and some red NASDAQ recently, and I really like that. Extended market, you want to start looking for one thing or another that might be on sale in an extended market point of view, and I think the EU fine is an overreaction for now. It'll settle down with time. If money starts flowing back into the tech sector, into the FANG stocks, I'll be looking at this one very closely to treat possibly as an oversold play back up to the 1,000 mental resistance level.
So you need to see this fall a little bit more. This is a case of a stock that is on your watch list. When we talk about a swing trade in this case, explain how it sets up and how long you'd be likely to hold it. Is this days? Is this weeks? What are we talking about?
Well, it sets up pretty beautifully here. I think that with my traffic light approach to trading, when green means go on an oversold chart, which Google is looking like it's going to set up to, green means go, strong market, oversold chart, overreaction, done with, money coming back into tech. I think this stock could be treated as a swing trade, short-term options for 10% hits at a time, maybe up to 20%. And longer-term options, I think I could stretch this one all the way back to the $1,000 level, assuming money comes back into the technology sector and people get over the overreaction of the EU fine.
Let's back up here for a second. You mentioned the stoplight approach, the red, yellow, and green approach. Now, we know that green means go, and we're about to be going on Google. That's what you're looking for. But explain specifically what moves a stock from red to yellow to green, and when would a stock like Google have been red? I mean, are we in red or yellow now waiting for this green?
I'm in yellow mode now waiting for green. The markets are giving me a mixed signal right now. I'm not seeing what I want out of Google. I'm not seeing an oversold chart quite yet. I need to see more money coming back into the technology sector overall. And my red light is pretty simple. If this trade just doesn't work, markets stay red, and technology does not get inflow, then I'll move on. I'll find another stock.
You talked about doing this where you could see some 10% trades. This is a stock you're going to trade with options, especially because it is such a high-priced stock, correct?
Absolutely. If I bought this stock now and it did trade up to $1,000, there's about 6% there, just looking at the chart right now. And if I were to trade the options on it, I could get 10% if I hit it on dips into strength with some longer term options, which I would personally purchase. I might look to get 50 to 100% out of it.
So let's define a longer term option. When you start talking about wanting longer term options, you are talking September, October, November. What are we talking about?
I'm talking November or December, depending on when this trade sets up the way I picture it setting up right now.
Will you scale into this trade? Will you sort of do the equivalent of averaging? How will you handle this trade to make sure that you've got some downside protection?
Absolutely. With short-term options, I'd go third Friday of the following month at the money option, hit and run for 10%, possibly more. And with longer-term options, I'd go in the money because scaling in on an options chain is easier should your trade become out of the money if you start with an in-the-money position.
And explain for my audience who's new to options what an in-the-money option is.
In the money, trading currently below the strike price. So let me pull up an options chain in Google right here. And right now, an in-the-money option for September 15th, for example, would be the $935 strike. Those are trading at $24.20 as opposed to the stock, which is trading at $930.
So that gives people an idea of how it works. And again, this is the kind of thing that you could play because you're using options several times on that pattern that you're looking at.
Absolutely. Compound the money on the way up would be my goal.
So there you have it, folks. On the swing shift today, Google, G-O-O-G-L, specifically the A-shares, Alphabet Incorporated, the A-shares, looking for a swing trade using options with that time frame that says, well, Davis Martin thinks the stock's going to 1,000 before year end. Davis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Davis Martin is head trader at dailyprofitmachine.com. He is a swing trader and a day trader of stocks and options. To learn more, go to dailyprofitmachine.com or ragingbull.com. He's on Twitter, or the site is on Twitter, at Raging Bull. All right, we are heading for home on the August 3rd edition of Money Life. But that means our second big interview of the day is coming. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.